Some homes are partially submerged with floodwater. Others stand as islands from 18 hours of downpours. UW Superior's Jim Dan Hill Library has books floating in 10 feet of water in its basement. And Douglas County Emergency Management Director Keith Kessler says washed out roads and highways are causing havoc.
We had an individual who came up on that washout very fast this morning and actually jumped it, doing significant damage to his vehicle, but he was uninjured, fortunately.
Emergency crews and law enforcement have been working without rest for 24 hours. Kessler says the flooding makes for some improvised ways for his emergency crews to get around.
Just because there's no route to get there. At one point this morning, I heard the Town of Superior Fire Department was going down the railroad tracks to try to get around to the west side of one of those washouts to put up some protective signs and barriers.
Superior Mayor Bruce Hagan says he'll ask for state and federal help, but until that arrives, he says neighbor will have to help neighbor.
I drove by several homes, and I just can't believe that they're not destroyed. And if there's people in them, they probably couldn't even exit without assistance.
From 4 to 9 inches of rain fell since Tuesday evening. Duluth National Weather Service Chief Meteorologist Mike Stewart says that's the third most in 140 years. They knew it would be a gully washer.
But there's no way that we would have known that we would have gotten a once-in-a-century flood.
In Minnesota, Governor Mark Dayton has declared a state of emergency in the Duluth area and has authorized the use of the National Guard to assist. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.